Thank you. think that is a fabulous 12-inch single. It's the latest one from Sylvester, of course, doing well in the charts from, doing well in the disco charts as well. It's called Do You Wanna Fuck? It's 9 minutes away from 12 o'clock. It's Radio Carousel. Carousel Navin on 210 meters medium wave. And this is Gina Del Fay. Should have been a bigger hit than it was. That was Gina Del Fay of the Champions, and No One Can Laugh.
Ladies, autumn is here again, and Cameo Boutique's exciting new autumn fashions have just arrived. See their fabulous range of French dresses, blouses, skirts, jeans, and chunky knitwear. At Cameo Boutique, ladies in waiting are catered for two. Whatever the occasion, there's something to suit everyone at Cameo Boutique, Trimgate Street, Navan. Telephone 046-280-36.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Have you heard the good news, boo-boo? Southern Fried Chicken in Navan. At the Valley Cafe, of course. They're now serving Southern Fried Chicken. It's absolutely delicious. And listen to this for value for takeaway, boo-boo. Snack box with two portions of chicken and chips, $1.45. Dinner box with three portions of chicken and chips, $1.95. Or why not be like me and try the family box? 10 portions for only £6. All served in beautiful totem meal boxes. All at the Valley Cafe, 43 Watergate Street, Navan. Telephone 046-213-22. I tell you, boo-boo, I never knew chicken could taste so good.
Jolene here. here with 100 gram Maxwell House coffee, £1.19. Hippodrome biscuit selection, 21.5. Bachelor's peas, 25. And how about Pampers Maxis, £1.48. Purcell automatic eatery, size, 96. Large pedigree chum, 39. No cheap gimmicks, just cheap prices at Londis.
Get these super bargains and more at Gorman & Company Limited, Londis Supermarket, Athboy.
And you're most welcome back once again. It's just 4 minutes away from 12 o'clock and about time for me to say goodbye. And once again, do hope you enjoyed the program. Be back in the airwaves of Radio Carousel Navan, same time, same place tomorrow. I do hope you can join me then between 10 and 12 o'clock. Until then, Shane Mullins saying bye-bye, take care of yourselves, have a lovely Thursday, whatever you're going to do, and stand by for Tina right after ABBA.
I have left my house at 8 because I always do. My train, I'm certain, left the station just when it was 2. I must have read the morning paper going into town. And having gotten through the editorial, no doubt.
Thank you very much, Shane Mullen. He'll be back with you, of course, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. But the time right now is 12 midday. It's time for Country Call. Well, things like that aren't supposed to happen, so we can maybe have a go again and see can we get Country Call this time. you're very welcome along to Country Call. I'll be with you for the next hour or thereabouts, playing all your favorite country discs. So make sure you stay tuned and keep me company till then. It's, of course, a Thursday, and you're welcome along one more time to the program. We start off with one from George Jones and Merle Haggard from their new album. It's called No Show Jones.
Waylon and Willie are the outlaws. Roger is the king of the road. Everyone knows Hank's been in prison.
I didn't know that.
Dolly's got two good reasons, and she's well known.
No comment.
They call me No Show Jones.
They call him No Show Jones.
Seldom I'm ever on.
He seldom ever on.
The stage is singing my song, but whereabouts are unknown.
We call him No Show Jones.
They call me No Show Jones.
Loretta is the coal miner's daughter.
Howdy, pretty Merle.
And Johnny wears black and stands there alone. Everyone knows that Kenny is the gambler. What's Tammy?
No, Tammy is the first lady of the country song. I'm still No Show Jones.
He's still No Show Jones.
Seldom ever on.
Seldom ever on.
The stage is singing my song, but whereabouts are unknown.
We call him No Show Jones.
Call me No Show Jones.
Yeah. I'm all straightened up one of these days, huh?
We got you here right now, anyway.
Jones.
They call him No Show Jones.
Seldom ever on.
What?
The stage is singing my songs, but whereabouts are unknown.
We call him No Show Jones.
They call him No Show Jones.
They call him No Show. Where you at, George? Somebody. Close that door, boy. George is gone. Somebody check the controls.
Well, a song there sung by George Jones and accompanied by Merle Haggard, taken from their very, very fine new album called A Taste of Yesterday's Wine. And that song there is about George Jones not appearing for all those the shows that he's supposed to be booked for. But nevertheless, the fans always stand behind George, irrelevant of what he does. And a great song to get us started off in a nice, lively fashion, with the time coming up now to 6 minutes past the hour. You're very welcome along one more time to the programme. We have a request going out now, and a very special one it is too. We're saying hello to Mary Madden from Maudlin in Kells. Mary, I understand you had a bouncing baby boy last Sunday. Well, congratulations and well done to you. Coming into you with lots of love from Tom, your sister Olivia, and their children Thomas and Karina, and they all live here in the Commons in Navan. So, hello once again to you, Mary Madden. Congratulations to you one more time. We have a record coming up now. We're going to slow things down with the sounds of Chris Christopherson. And of course, Chris is the gentleman which has been in Ireland in the last 12 months, and a fine entertainer, if you like the type of stuff that Chris Christopherson is releasing right now. But this was a song from Chris when he was recording good old country music. A song from Chris. It's all about that silver-tongued devil and I.
I took myself down to the Tally-Ho Tavern to buy me a bottle of beer. I sat me down by a tender young maiden whose eyes were as dark as her hair. And as I was searching from bottle to bottle for something unfoolish to say, that silver-tongued devil just slipped from the shadows and smiling stole her away. I said, hey, little girl, don't you know he's the devil? He's everything that I ain't. Hiding intentions of evil under the smile of the saint. All is good for is get gotten in trouble, shifting his share of the blame. And some people swear he's my double, and some even say we're the same. Him, she knew in her heart that he'd lie. Nothing that I could have said could have saved her, no matter how hard that she tried. 'Cause she'll offer her charms to the darkness and danger of something that she's never known. Her arms at the smile of the stranger who loves her, leave her alone. And you know, he's a devil. He's everything that I am. Hiding intentions of evil under the smile of the saint. All he's good for is getting in trouble and shifting his share of the blame. And some people swear he's my double, and some even say
goes there. Chris Christopherson, no one from him. It's called The Silver-Tongued Devil, and we have our first break to take.
Lunders Bargain Menu.
For cold winter days, here's heartwarming value from Lunders. Joe Lane here with Royco Soups, 23 and a half pence. Lunders Spaghetti, 24 pence. Barber Cream Crackers, 200 gram, 20 pence. Golden Cow Foil-Wrapped Butter, 77 pence. Garo Swiss Rolls, 46 pence. And PG Tips Tea, 25 and a half pence a quarter. No cheap gimmicks, just cheap prices at Lunders.
Shop at Chute & Company Limited, Lunders Supermarket, Kells. For the big savings. Is your battery giving trouble these mornings? Go along now to Navin Tire and Exhaust Center. They stock the largest range of full men batteries to suit all makes of car, and all with a 3-year guarantee. Navin Tire and Exhaust Center also carry a wide range of exhausts to suit all popular makes of car, and they can be fitted while you wait. For competitive prices and carefree motoring, call to Navin Tire and Exhaust Center, Proudstown Road, Navin. Telephone 21273. They're open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday to Friday, and from 9 to 3 on Saturday. Navin Tire and Exhaust Center, Proudstown Road, Navin.
Did you know that Peter McKenna Menswear, Navin Shopping Centre, have the widest selection of men's and boys' wear in the Carousel area? Yes, you simply must see their new autumn range of overcoats, duffels, anoraks and rainwear for the cold days ahead. For that special occasion, how about a suit, blazer or sports jacket? To complement any outfit, a shirt from Peter McKenna's is a must. So, no matter what the occasion, you're sure to find something to suit you at Peter McKenna's Menswear, Navan Shopping Center. And don't forget, Peter McKenna's have a 10% discount and special offers for to celebrate their first anniversary. First anniversary bargains at the Navan Shopping Center. Health is more important to you than money. And as bread is an important part of your daily diet, make sure that the bread you eat is fresh and of good quality. Spicer's fresh quality bread is available daily in the Navan Shopping Center and in most shops in the area. Do not accept cheap substitutes. Insist on Spicer's quality bread, delivered fresh daily from their bakeries in Navan, Trim, Kells and Balbriggan. Listen to these first anniversary specials available from Pantry Pride in the Navan Shopping Centre. Cooked chickens were £3.50, now £2.75. Home-cooked boiled ham was £2.60 a pound, now £2.30 per pound. Corned beef, now only 35 pence a quarter. Selected items are up to 50% off normal prices while stocks last at Pantry Pride in the Navan Shopping Centre. Special bargains this week at Pat Smith's Butchers in the Navan Shopping Centre. Round steak, £1.99 per pound. Full steak, £1.09 per pound. Boiling bacon, 99p per pound. And there's 35p off all chickens. Get the bargains now at Pat Smith's Butchers in the Navan Shopping Centre. So make sure and pay a visit to the Navan Shopping Centre for its first anniversary bargains.
Because all you'll find it all at the Navan Centre.
It's one beautiful place to shop.
And you're very welcome back to Country Call, coming up now to 15 minutes past the hour. And we have a request going out this time to Eileen Fitzpatrick from Flower Hill. It's your birthday today, Eileen. Happy birthday once again to you, coming in to you with lots of love from your son, Michael, and your daughter-in-law, Elizabeth, and your grandchildren, Anthony, and also Alan. So happy birthday once again to you, Eileen Fitzpatrick from Flower Hill. For you, we have the lovely and delectable sounds of the equally delectable Crystal Gayle. And this one from her is called Half the Way.
Half of your love is just not what I'm after. Part of your world is just not what I need.
Oh, no.
Well, there she goes there. Crystal Gayle, the younger sister of Loretta Lynn. And that one from Crystal, it's called Half the Way. Coming up now to 19 minutes past the hour on Country Call. And we have request going out this time, and indeed a very, very special one it is too. It's to David Fury from the Kells Road here in Navan. And you're four today. A very, very happy fourth birthday to you, David. Coming in to you with lots of love from your mam and also from your dad. So once again, for you, David, happy birthday. Indeed, happy fourth birthday to you. You're getting to be a very, very big boy right now. We have a song coming up next from David Frizzell, and this one is called Single and Alone, slowing the tempo down with this very, very fine, relatively new gentleman on the country scene. Here comes David.
Women in my life alone, I know that I've been loved by some, and I always wanted all I could get when all I really ever needed was one. And I just met a fine young lady. She means all the world to me. We talked of love and raising a family. I wonder, does she know what it means?
There of David Frizzell from his last album, and a song there, it's called, of course, Single and Alone. Coming up now to 24 minutes past the hour on Country Call, and that request was going out very specially to David Fury from the Kells Road on the occasion of his fourth birthday today. Coming into you with lots of love, David, from your mam and also from your dad. We have a request here, an equally special one, going out to Pat and Olivia Lawless. and they are from Ardmulchan, that's outside of Navan, celebrating their 10th wedding anniversary today. Well, congratulations to you on the occasion of your anniversary today, coming in from all the girls in Tara Mines. So good afternoon indeed to all the girls and all the workers and staff out there in Tara Mines, but in particular to Pat and Olivia Lawless, celebrating their 10th wedding anniversary today. Very specially for you, we have that lovely lady of country music coming up, Dolly Parton. This one from Dolly, it's called In My Tennessee Mountain Home.
On the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields near. Fence along the lane, their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh.
Well, there she goes, the lovely Dolly Parton, and that one from Dolly is called In My Tennessee Mountain Home. Going out very specially to Pat and Olivia Lawless from Ardmulchan on the occasion of their 10th wedding anniversary today. Congratulations to you both from all the girls in Tara Mines. We have our break to take right now.
Come in and be trapped in the Trap Boutique, Ludlow Street, Navan. Now open with unrepeatable offers in sarsaparilla and JC's, stretch denims and cords. Trap Boutique also have flannels and stretch velvet and many other leading names in dresses and casual wear. They cater for all sizes, 8 to 14. That's at the Trap Boutique, Ludlow Street, Navan. There's 101 reasons for buying an Opel Kadett. And O'Neill's Garage, Wilkinstown, Navan, stock the complete Opel range. Opel Kadett is the great-looking, best-equipped car in its class, with German design, engineering, and durability. Not to mention the long list of extras that come as standard. Opel Kadett means economical, reliable, cost-conscious motoring. Call to your local Opel dealer, O'Neill's Garage, Wilkinstown, Navan. Telephone 0461 4122.
For a
tasty free offer from Shell. During October, November, and December, Shell are giving away three Vision saucepans absolutely free with every purchase of 1,000 litres or more of Shell Central Heating Oil. Contact your Shell distributor now and see what's cooking with Shell this winter.
And your local Shell dealer is Leinster Petroleum Company Limited, Trim Road, Navan. Telephone 046 21605.
Contact your Shell distributor now and see what's cooking with Shell this winter.
And you're very welcome back to the programme. Coming up now to 29 minutes past the hour on Country Call, and we're going to slow things down this time with one from Dickie Lee. This is the original of a song which was recorded here in Ireland by Gene Stewart. See what you think of the original from Dickie Lee. It's called Ghost Story.
I've seen how you tremble whenever he walks through your mind, stirring up memories that cloud up your eyes, where the light of our love all to shine. And I know that he hurt you and hurt you so bad, he must have been going insane. Now I finally learned how to hold you together when somebody mentions his name. He's just a ghost story, so don't let him scare you. He's not really there like he seems. And tonight when I hold you, I'll hold you so close, I'll love him right out of your dreams. That our love can't last, but don't you believe him, 'cause honey, he's wrong. He's only a thing in the past. So don't let him haunt you and tell you those lies. He just can't admit that you're free. And the next time he calls you, just hand me the phone and see if he says it to me. He's just a ghost story, so don't let him scare you. He's not really there like he seems. And tonight when I hold you, I'll hold you so close, I'll love him right out of your dreams.
Well, the sounds there of Dickie Lee and the original of that song, it's called Ghost Story, recorded, as I mentioned to you a little earlier on, by Gene Stewart. And I remember that was one of the songs that I liked most particularly from Gene Stewart when I started collecting country records way back about 8 or 9 years ago, when I knew nothing about American country music. But at that time I was quite satisfied with listening to the Irish country music, because I knew no better. But indeed, the Irish country music, the scene in Ireland back then and even now, has progressed a great deal, and there are some very, very fine singles and indeed LPs coming out of Ireland, and some very, very fine producers. One that springs to mind, of course, is Basil Hendricks, who plays now with T.R. Dallas and his band, a very, very fine producer. Indeed, I was talking to somebody recently who said that there is only one gentleman in Ireland who can produce records, and his name was Basil Hendricks. I don't know if you'd all agree with that. Of course, you'd want to know some of the stuff that Basil has produced, and he has produced some great stuff, like the latest and current album from T.R. Dallas, some very, very fine albums from Philomena Begley, and also many, many other artists. Have a lot to be thankful for and grateful to Basil Hendricks for over the past number of years in the recording industry in Ireland. But that is just by way of telling you a little bit to the background of that story there from Dickie Lee called Ghost Story. And we have a request going out once again, this time loads of requests in the program today, and it's one for Mrs. Hugh MacDonald from number 28 Parnell Park. Well, Mrs. MacDonald, you are celebrating your birthday today, and I'm told to tell you that you're 21 again. Well, isn't that great? And it's coming in to you from, of course, your very good friend, Alice Kellett from Boher, Maine. And that's, of course, once again from Mrs. Hugh MacDonald from number 28, Parnell Park in Avon, on the occasion of your birthday today. We have the sounds right now of Willie Nelson coming up. Of course, Willie is a great gentleman of country music, and you all know his song, You're Always On My Mind. But this is the old Fred Rose composition, and it's called Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain from Willie Nelson.
In twilight glow I see, someday when we meet up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again.
Well, the sounds there of Willie Nelson, and one from Willie, the old Fred Rose composition. It's called Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Well, that was a very special request going out to Mrs. Hugh MacDonald from 28 Parnell Park here in Navan, celebrating her birthday today. I was going to say celebrating her 21st birthday. Well, of course, I just wanted to remind you once again that you are celebrating your birthday and to tell you that you are 21 again. So, very happy birthday to you, Mrs. Hugh MacDonald, from number 28, Parnell Park in Navan. We have lots more requests coming up in the programme right now, and let's start off again. We have one here, and it's a very, very special request. Let me find my little piece of paper. It's here somewhere. One here for Keith Lane from Claremont Estate in Navan, who is 4 years old today. Well, happy birthday to you, Keith. Coming in with lots of love and birthday wishes from your mammy and your daddy and your brothers Jim, and also from Stephen. We have another request here for you, Keith. You're from Claremont and you're four today. And happy birthday from Carol, Christy and Laura Coogan there in St. Finian's Terrace here in Navan. And also another one, happy birthday, Keith, from Mary, Jimmy and Mark Slevin. They're also from Claremont, if my memory serves me correctly. We have more for you, Keith, a little later on in the programme. But right now we're going to have a listen to something from Johnny Cash. Riders in the Sky.
On his way, when all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh! Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Rider floated on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. They are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-oh!
Well, there he goes there, Johnny Cash, the man in black, and one from Johnny. It's called Ghost Riders in the Sky. Very, very fine piece of guitar playing on that track there from Johnny Cash. And it was going out very specially today to little boy, Keith Lane is his name, from Claremont Estate, celebrating his fourth birthday today. Happy birthday to you once again from Mammy, Daddy, and your brothers Jim and Stephen. And also coming in to you from Carol Christie and Laura Coogan in St. Fiennes Terrace, and also for you, Keith, once again, from Mary, Jimmy and Mark Slevin, and they all live here in Navan. Well, this time we have a request going out to Marie McCabe. And Marie, you're from Brownstown. Hello to you. And I understand, Marie, that you have a broken arm at present. Well, I'm very, very sorry to hear that. Do hope that it gets well soon, but it'll take some time, because I remember some years back I broke my own arm, and it took me at least about something like 8 weeks before I had the plaster removed of it. The plaster was almost falling off, and I had to nearly take it off myself before the people in the hospital concerned called me back. But it got well, and hasn't bothered me ever since. So do take care of it, Marie, and give it a little bit of rest. It deserves that anyway, at least. And it comes in to you, Marie, from the Two Cathlings in Brownstown. So hello once again to you, Marie McCabe, and hope your arm gets better very, very shortly. We have the sounds right now of Ricky Skaggs coming up next. I'm sure you all know Ricky very well indeed, since I have been playing him practically every second or third day on Country Call here. He, of course, is one male vocalist, of the year for 1982, with great songs like I'll Take the Blame and I Don't Care, and, of course, the record that Philomena Begley recorded over here in Ireland called Crying My Heart Out Over You. I would say that that was the record that was mainly responsible for Ricky winning Male Vocalist of the Year this year. Well, this song coming up next from Ricky is in the bluegrass vein of country music. You remember it, I'm sure, because John Glenn and the Mainliners, when he's recording with that band, had this out here in Ireland on one of their LPs. It's called My Little Cabin Home on the Hill from Ricky Skaggs. There he goes there, Ricky Skaggs, someone from Ricky. It's called My Little Cabin Home on the Hill, and we have a break to take.
Number one.
Looking forward to the future.
Number one.
And looking after you.
Here's a number one video offer from Irish TV Rentals. Rent a Ferguson video recorder and get free membership to our comprehensive film library with all the latest movies. Plus your first three rental tapes absolutely free.
Irish TV.
TV Rentals, Trimgate Street, Navan.
Dining room suites, kitchen tables and chairs, writing bureaus, coffee tables, TV and video cabinets, stereo units, hall tables, telephone seats, bedside lockers, headboards, bookshelves and bedroom units. They also stock three-piece suites, fireside chairs and all types of beds. All these items are very reasonably priced and would enhance any home, or they would make a very acceptable wedding gift. At Navan Furniture Stores, they will manufacture and design to your requirements. Remember, it will pay you to find them. Navan Furniture Stores, rear of Henry's Lounge, Trimgate Street, Navan. Telephone 046-283-49. And due to public demand, the store will be open from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays and closed all day Monday.
Friendly faces, shoelaces, high-five French fries. The Navan Center, horn plays, fillet steak, toothpaste, parking space, silk ties, pork pie, kids complain, enjoy your day at the Navan Center. Frilly shirts, mini skirts, avocados, fresh tomatoes, take the car, it isn't far, big or small, you'll find it all at the Navan Center.
And you're very welcome back to the program. Just 14 minutes left on Country Call. We continue right now with the sounds of course, a very legendary figure in country music right now, with that song that he had out about 2 years back. You all remember it was called Rose Coloured Glasses. His name is John Conley. Well, this is his latest single, and it's called I Don't Remember Ever Never Loving You.
Loving you. And I don't recall the things you say you put me through. You tell me that you've had a guilty conscience for so long. You say that you walked out on me. You say you did me wrong. Well, I just don't see how that could be true. 'Cause I don't remember loving you. Remember loving you. You might talk to my doctor. He dropped by each day or two. I get a funny feeling when I look into your eyes. There's something in your smile that gives my stomach butterflies. You must look like someone I once knew. But I don't remember loving you. I don't remember loving you. I heard you mention children. Did you say there's one or two? You say I quit my job and then I drank myself insane. You say that I ran down the highway screaming out your name. Now that's not the sort of thing that I would do. No, I don't remember loving you.
Well, that's a very, very strange title for a song, isn't it? From John Conley, his latest single, and it's called I Don't Remember Ever Loving You. And we have a request now going out once again to that little boy who's four today, to Keith Lane from Claremont Estate. Coming into you, Keith, with lots of love from Bernie, Catherine, Paul, David and Susan, I should say, and Sean in St. Mary's Park. And also coming into you with best wishes from Anne, Sean and Karen Morgan from the Knoll in County Dublin. So hello once again to you, Keith Lane. Very, very popular little gentleman indeed you are. Well, right now we have something coming up, and it's a request for It says, for my daddy, Phil Duffy, from number 17, Claremont Estate in Navan. And it comes in to you, Phil, with lots of love from your son, Colin Duffy. Well, I'm sure you've often heard me mention Phil Duffy, another great fan of country music right here in Navan, and indeed a very good friend of mine. And of course, he has facilitated me on numerous occasions with records which I haven't got myself. So, Phil, especially for you, thank you very much indeed. And this is from your son, Colin, for you. Sound of the Oak Ridge Boys, and Sail Away.
Across the bay, a lady waits to hold me tight, and my boat and I are ready to set sail. If the weather keeps on holding and the wind is right, I'll be wrapped up in my sweet one's arms tonight. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sailed away with me. I skip across the waves, my sails are high and full. My mind is on the one I wait to see. And I dream about an island somewhere in my mind, where someday I will take her off with me. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sailed away with me. Smile comes upon me as I look across the bow. I see a lady on the side, but she will wait no more as I head for the shore. Cause tonight I'm gonna take her for a ride. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sailed away. We'll sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea.
Well, there they go, there, the Oak Ridge Boys. And one from them, it's called Sail Away, going out very specially to Phil Duffy from number 17, Claremont Estate in Navan, coming into you with lots of love from your son, Colin. We have requests now going out this time, and I hope I get this right, because the writing is a bit unreadable. And it's for Mrs. McDonald from number 28, Parnell Park in Navan, who has a birthday today, the 28th of October, wishing her a very, very happy birthday, and coming into you with lots of love from one of your very best friends. We also want to include a request here for my dear wife, Esther McDonald, whose birthday is on the 28th of October, that is today. Happy birthday to you, Esther, coming into you with lots of love from your husband, Hugh, I'm sure it is, or your loved one anyway, I'm not quite sure about that. And we have a request, another one here, for Esther McDonald from 28 Parnell Park, celebrating her birthday today, coming in from Paddy, Bernie, Edel, and Michael, Jacqueline, Laura, John, David, Lorraine, wishing you all a very, very happy birthday. So, once again, another very, very popular lady there, Esther McDonald from number 28 Parnell Park in Navan, coming in to you with lots of love indeed from all of your family. Well, what are we coming up next? Yes, indeed, we have the sound of Marty Robbins, the very popular sounds of Marty Robbins. Go back in time with Marty. It's called Devil Woman.
I told Mary about us. I told her about our great sin. Mary
took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't wanna be, and I don't wanna see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman. I wanna go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've heard her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over. Trapped no more by your charms. Cause I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman. Bring high tides, you bring sorrow and grief. Made me ashamed to face Mary. Barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black. Mary took me back. Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let me be. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman.
Going back in time there with Marty Robbins, and one from him, it's called Devil Woman. Going out very specially to Esther McDonald from Parnell Park, celebrating her birthday today, coming into you with lots of love from Hugh and indeed from all of your family. Well, we just have about 3.5 minutes left on the programme, and we're going to close out Country Call, I think, today with this one, and it's a great song. Have a listen to it, and I'm sure you all recognise Mo Bandy, Janie Fricke, and It's a Cheating Situation.
It's a cheating situation, a stealing invitation to take what's not really ours, to make it through the midnight hours. It's a cheating situation, just a cheat. Imitation, doing what we have to do when there's no love at home. There's no use pretending there'll be a happy ending. So, sweetheart, we both know we'll take love where we find it, love and try to hide it. It's all we got, for we know they're not gonna let us go. It's a cheating situation, a stealing invitation.
Well, before we close out Country Call for today, I want to say hello to some very, very nice people who are over on holiday from England and paid us a visit here in Carousel today. And their names are Barry, Ruth, Lisa, Paula, Gary and also Peter. And they're all from 17 Dudgeons Close in Blackpool and Lancashire in England. And they were telling us that they listen avidly to Radio Carousel over there in Blackpool. Well, delighted that you could get it, and indeed more delighted that you were able to come and see how it all happens here in Ireland. Hope you have a nice holiday over here and that you have a good journey back.
It's a cheating situation when there's no love at home.
Well, I do hope that you enjoy the program and that you'll join me one more time tomorrow at 12 midday. So until then, from Tina Anderson, do have a nice day, take good care of yourselves, and cheerio for now. You're listening to Radio Carousel, broadcasting on 210 metres on the medium wave band. The time now is exactly 1 o'clock. It's time to join Kieran Murray at the Radio Carousel news desk.
Keeping you in touch at home and abroad, it's Radio Carousel News.
Kieran Murray reporting from the Carousel News Desk at 1. The President and the Taoiseach have sent messages of sympathy to the families of the three Dublin soldiers who were shot dead at the United Nations checkpoint in South Lebanon yesterday evening. A fourth soldier suffered shock. It's not known yet who the killers were. The United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Perris Tequila, has sent a message of sympathy to the government and the bereaved families. In the north, the Secretary of State has made it clear that he is determined to press ahead with the province's new assembly, in spite of the violence of the past few days. Mr. Pryor said the violence showed the terrorists were going all out to wreck Northern Ireland, and his heart went out to all those who suffered in the atrocities. He said the assembly was an attempt to move forward to fresh ground so that political activity would take the place of the violence. Abroad, it's been reported that the airport at Tel Aviv has been reopened after the occupation and riots involving hundreds of employees of the national airline El Al. The airline workers and their families had been protesting at government plans to dissolve the airline unless a reorganization package is accepted. Planes are not expected to start landing until this evening. The people of Spain are voting today for a new parliament, and the country is expected to get its first socialist government since the civil war in Spain. The government elected will be the third since the death of Franco. Four people died and 17 were hurt in India when violence erupted during a Muslim religious procession in the western city of Baroda. One victim was killed by police firing and others were stabbed. In Guatemala, government troops have killed 10 leftist guerrillas in 3 clashes in the northwest province of Quiche. And in Bangkok, Michael Gorman, editor of the English language paper The Bangkok Post, has started a 1-month jail sentence for libeling 2 university lecturers. Carmaker John DeLorean is still in jail because of a clash between his lawyers and state prosecutors over the value of property being put up for bail. His defense lawyer told reporters that Mr. DeLorean will probably be released tomorrow, but an assistant prosecutor said that he has no indication when the bail agreement would be reached. In Britain, a 44-year-old man from Hampshire, who is believed to be suffering from Lassa fever, from which there is no known cure, was admitted to an isolation hospital in North London last night. He'd recently returned from working in Nigeria. A 21-year-old Nigerian is also being treated in the hospital for Lassa fever, but it's thought there's no connection between the cases. At home again, Dublin Gas announced last night that it will cut off supplies indefinitely to its 150,000 customers, including major industrial users, at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. This follows the rejection by craftsmen of the work-to-rule formula recommended by the Labour Court, which had held a special hearing on the 10-day industrial dispute. The shutdown of mains gas supplies, the first in the country's history, would result in difficulties for thousands of households dependent for cooking and heating on town gas, as well as stopping production in large industrial plants. In effect, gas cannot be turned off altogether, but will be maintained at low pressure in the pipes for safety reasons. Dublin Gas is issuing strict instructions to users not to turn on any appliances from Saturday morning, as this could endanger themselves or their neighbours, a spokesman said. The decision to cut off supplies was taken after the craft workers representing about 40 key workers involved in conversion work to natural gas refused to accept the Labour Court recommendation, which was accepted by other workers representing general workers. A dispute between the Dublin Stevedores and the Marine, Port and General Workers Union may close Dublin docks on Monday. The dispute is over the threatened refusal to pay fallback payments to dockers on the days that they report to work but are not actually employed. The Dublin Cargo Handling Company say they cannot pay this additional payment because of the recession. The Electricity Supply Board is looking for 4,000 salmon that got away. More correctly, were stolen from its fish-rearing farm at Black Point in Mulroy Bay, County Donegal. Indeed, there may be more lost, for the raiders cut the net walls of the cages as well as net netting of the swimming fish. Since it was all done in the dark on two occasions, the last time only a few days ago, it will be some time before the ESB can tot up the losses. An ESB official said that in late September about 3,000 fish known as greys, young salmon, most of them weighing about 3 pounds, were being retained in cages instead of being sold in the hope that they would pass a critical natural stage and become bigger next year. In the event, it was discovered later in September that they must be sold on the market. It was then that the raiders struck, taking the fish from three cages. These cages are held about 1 1/4 of a mile offshore. It's not known whether the raiders came by boats from Milford or deployed craft from the nearby shore, where there's a track running to a roadway where trucks could have been bought. Motorists who lose their car registration books will in future have to pay £10 for a replacement instead of the present £2. Replacement tax discs will raise from £2 to £5. The new regulations come into effect from February 1st next. New regulations are also to be introduced governing the change of ownership of a vehicle. In future, a joint declaration must be signed by both the seller and the buyer and returned to the taxation office by the seller with the registration book. In the case of an owner selling his car to a garage, he should return the same form but hand the registration book over to the garage. And now a look at the local news. The Blood Transfusion Service Board, in a statement to Radio Carousel today, said that they were very pleased with the response by the public to their mobile unit over the past few days. Approximately 2,700 donations are needed every week to meet the board's requirements for our hospitals. If you're between 18 and 65 years of age, in good general health, at least 8 stone in weight, and have never had jaundice, then you can give blood. The mobile unit of the Blood Transfusion Service Board is located at the CYWS Hall, Churchill, Navan, and is open today, Thursday, from 3 o'clock until 4:45, and tonight from 7 o'clock until 9:30. Tomorrow, Friday, it's open from 10:30 to 12:30, and from 2:30 to 4:45. A last-ditch effort to retain a reduced work unit at Slane Manufacturing Company, where about 250 workers are to be made, redundant on Friday, the 5th of November, will be made today at a meeting in Dublin between management, IDA, and the workers' representatives. A really special cake has been made by 65-year-old Reverend Sister Gerard, Convent of Mercy, Kells, to raise funds for the foreign missions. The icing and decoration are artistically outstanding. Horseshoe in shape, the cake has figures of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs on top. The dwarfs are actually Sister Gerard's antique dolls. The cake is on display in the window of Mrs. Kitty McEntee's premises in Newmarket Street in Kells. And finally, a look at the weather forecast for today. Mainly cloudy and dry, with some bright or sunny intervals, perhaps some light rain later in places. Rather cool this afternoon, temperatures 13 degrees centigrade and winds south to southwesterly. And that's the Radio Carousel local, national and international news at 1:08. Kieran Murray reporting. Our next news, the headlines this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Yes, indeed. Starting us off on the program, that's Foreigner there and Urgent. Welcome along to the afternoon lunchtime program from Radio Carousel. Sort of a mixture of the two. Kieran Murray with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Reminding you that if you'd like a request, a dedication, 046-287-62 is our telephone number. That's 046-287-62. We'll say hello very specially to Therese Doherty from St. Joseph's. And we're told it's her birthday today. And the request coming in from Rachel Byrne. And also a request going out for Francis McGarry from Gibbstown. And also to Tony Coyle from Bohemine. Best wishes going out to you from Helen, Julie and Audrey. Regular callers at the Carousel office every day. And we say hello very specially to Barry, Ruth, Lisa, Paula, Gary and Peter, and their friends that called from all the way from Blackpool in Lancashire, England, called to the Radio Carousel office this morning. They live at number 17 Dudgeon's Close in a place called Poulton le Fylde near Blackpool in Lancashire. I would like to say a very good afternoon indeed going out to you. Heading, I think, to Dundalk, they said. Visiting stations around the country, left, right and centre. 14 minutes after one, here's a record doing well in the American charts. It's a group who call themselves A Flock of Seagulls. And this tune is entitled I Ran.